Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, I was charged $59.89 on my card on April 19th. It was not authorized. I sent an email, and they said they would refund my money, and I have not got a refund yet.
May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
03077.
I thank you for that, ma'am. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Deena, D-E-E-N-A, Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y.
I do thank you for that. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address?
3 Raspberry Lane, Raymond, New Hampshire, 03077.
All righty. Thank you for that, ma'am. Give me 1 second while I locate an account associated with you, okay?
Okay.
And I do see that you did call in and you have been canceled, or you actually emailed them and they did cancel you out of that, but there seems to be no refund. Did you ask for a refund when you emailed?
Yes, I specifically asked for a refund. That's why I sent the email.
Well, they did cancel you, but they have not issued a refund as of yet. So what I can do, I can go in, and I will do a one-time courtesy refund of the $59.89 back to the account. It will take at least 3 to 5 business days before you receive it again, ma'am, okay?
That's okay.
Okay.
As long as I get it.
Yeah, you are canceled, and I go ahead and issue you that refund. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I've go ahead on and issued that refund in it, and I made notation of it, and it will take at least 3 to 5 business days before you receive that refund. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Thank you, and I just wanted to get your name so I can write it down.
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Okay, thank you very much, Joyce.
You're,
I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and I do thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.